the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we saw his glory. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. In coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But when she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting might this be, then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the 6th month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Gospel of the Lord. In a simple way, our Heavenly Mother just said her yes. She believed nothing is impossible for the Lord. This is how we have to learn from her. Just to say yes to the will of God for each one of us. Although at times we do understand, we cannot see something in the future, but you just trust. God is with us. So true. We thank our Heavenly Mother. She gave Jesus to us. Jesus shared our humanity in the womb of Mary. And we, through the Eucharist, we share the life of Jesus. All these centuries, our Heavenly Mother appeared to us, humanity, just informing us, "Come to my Son." And many times we are far from him. We do not live all the time the way of God in us. Let us once again today light our Heavenly Mother with this trust, with this belief. We just say yes every present moment just to follow the way of God. Nothing is impossible before the Lord. First today, we thank our Heavenly Mother to say her yes. And ask her to help us to say our yes. Also, today, moment by moment, to offer life, like our Heavenly Mother, to love, to make the will of God become true in us. Jesus, we trust in you. Mama Mary, we love you.